Okay, who has the best speed joke of the week? Everybody ready to vote?
Mm,
got your number two pencils ready?
Yep.
Andy, by the way, thanks for filling in for Dave Ennett this week.
No worries. Yeah.
I guess we're going to see you next week as
well.
I'll
be with you next week, too.
Super totally groovy. We miss Dave. He's traveling. He's got a son that's getting married.
Correct.
So he'll be in Hawaii for that. Boy, talk about a fun destination.
Yeah.
And Andy's been filling in and doing admirably. So let's get started. Joke of the week number one. In fact, our first joke is from Italy. It's from him. Hey, Andy, I took my wife to DeKalb County for our anniversary.
Genoa?
Yeah, Andy, we're married. You see, because... Oh, wait, we don't explain.
Don't explain.
Joke of the week number two. I spent all weekend looking for a new hat.
Fedora?
No, Andy, for me. Because... Oh, wait, never mind. Joke of the week number three. Yesterday, I got tattoos of Italy and France on my chest, Andy.
How'd that go?
Well, right now, I have really sore naples. So far, I like that one the best. Joke of the week number four. I invented a mind-controlled air freshener.
That's ridiculous.
I don't know, Andy. It makes sense when you think about it. See, because... Joke of the week number five. I found an origami sports channel. It's pay-per-view. I just did a beat because I'm like, oh, the joke is over. I get it now. Joke of the week number six. Guy finds a suitcase full of baby kittens by the side of the road, calls 911. Operator says, are they moving? The guy says, I don't know, but that would explain the suitcase. Number seven. If someone from Ziploc would contact literally anyone in the cereal business, that would be great. I was thinking about that again last night. Why don't we have baggy-like zips on our cereal? My Raisin Nut brand, I open it up. It's usually this explosion as I pull the cellophane bag inside the box apart and cornflakes go flying. Then I've kind of messed up the box. And then whenever you fold it up, it doesn't crinkle just perfectly. I can't believe that hasn't happened. Okay, this is Speed Jokes. Move on, John. Joke of the week number eight. I believe a female listener sent this one in, guys. God created childbirth to give women the chance to experience what it's like for a guy to catch a cold. Thank you to all the moms and women and people that bear children out there. Graduation season is underway. We had some jokes like this. You say congratulations to graduates, but hey, Andy, what do you say to a platelet that has graduated?
Coagulations?
That's right, Andy. What do you say to a bowl of sugar that's graduated?
Confectuations?
That's right, Andy. Hey, Andy, what do you say to a dinosaur that's graduated?
I don't know.
You don't say anything, Andy, because they're dead. Come on, Andy. Boy, Andy, I would think having listened to this show as much as you have.
I know.
Really disappointed in you.
Know my role.
Joke of the week number 10. 21-year-old college grad is hired by a hardware store. Shows up for the first day at 8 a.m. sharp. The boss hands him a broom. Says, first sweep the store. The graduate says, sir, you don't understand. I'm a college graduate. Manager says, oh, sure, my bad. This is a broom. You put your hands on the one end and you push it. This way. You can take it, college grads. You're college grads. Joke of the week number 11. Husband says to his wife, when I get mad at you, you never fight back. How do you control your anger? And the wife says, I clean the toilet. He says, well, how does that help? She says, I use your toothbrush. Number 12, please. Not to brag, Andy, but I went into another room last night and actually remembered why I went in there.
Congratulations. Why did you go into that room?
What room? Right? All right, here's joke of the week number 13. I'm writing a book on how tornadoes and hurricanes develop.
What do you got so far?
Rough draft. We do 14 each week. Here's the final joke of the week number 14.
Have you noticed that all of the instruments that are searching for intelligent life are pointed away from Earth?